Hello and welcome to our podcast, We Need to Talk About. We are three students from the HBK in Braunschweig. So hi, I'm Eva.
I'm Eileen.
Hi, it's Laura. Today we need to talk about a gathering in a better world. We have been there last week and would like to share our impressions with you.
A gathering in a better world focuses on the perspectives of disabled artists. Three international artists perform in the local theater, the Staatstheater Brunswick, and this shared experience of new perspectives took place on three levels of the main house, and the event program was for people of all ages and everyone was welcomed.
A gathering in a better world created a space for dreaming and figuring out a better world together. As part of an international project of the Goethe-Institut, the festival Theaterformen invited Jess Tom from Tourette's Hero, Idu O, and Alexandrina Hemsley from Yuande 103 to fill their own spaces in the theater.
In this way, three perspectives of life, which are shaped by the individual experiences and practices of the artists, are expressed. A diverse program makes the expertise of people with disabilities visible and puts their perspectives in focus.
The motto of the event is exploring a path to a better world, weave the net that connects us, come to dance performance or talk by artists with disabilities, create a spacesuit and participate in a spacewalk or attend a film screening, and people of all ages are invited to watch, experience and test a better world. According to the disability rights activist Alice Wong, disabled people make up the oracles of today. Together we dare to look towards a future that is inclusive for all.
We would now like to describe the different levels to you so you can imagine what happened there. Jess Tom is an artist, theater maker and activist from London. She is the co-founder of Tourette's Hero and may be leading a secret double life as a superhero. Jess has had tics since childhood, but was not diagnosed with Tourette's syndrome until she was 20. Encouraged by her friends, Jess decided to turn her tics into a source of imaginative creativity, and the Tourette's Hero project was born. Tourette's Hero is a creative nonprofit organization that uses innovative methods to celebrate the humor and creativity of Tourette's, one of the most misunderstood syndromes in the world. Tourette's Hero was founded in the year 2010 by Jess Tom and Matthew Pountney with the goal of creating a world of equality for art for both disabled and non-disabled people. So, on the first floor of the theater, you can join Jess' space shuttle for a journey to a better world. There are lots of different stations with creative offers like handcraft, videos, and chilling areas to think about different questions Jess asks. It's like entering Jess' head, eating biscuits and learning something about Tourette's syndrome. We were warmly welcomed by Jess herself, and she was around all the time. She's such a funny and likable person, so we felt very comfortable in her space shuttle. Everyone is invited and welcomed, and it's a colorful play area for everyone with a deep and important message about how to get in this better world. We got the chance to speak with Jess about Tourette's, about her artistic world and the message she wants to convey. So stay with us and listen to the interview with Jess Tom in the next episode.
On the second level of the theater, everyone was invited to watch Idu O's designs and performances. He collaborated with other artists, his team, to create the space. Idu O is a Brazilian choreographer, dancer, author, and performer from Salvador, Brazil. He is also a professor at the dance school of the university in Bahia. Idu O works from a queer and disabled perspective and deals in his work with eroticism and fetishism and encounters of physical difference. As well as a queer intimacy, the deconstruction of intimacy and its norms and limitations. In this room, everything was very gloomy, especially in the direct comparison to the first level. There was a little light, the room was decorated with upside down pieces of furniture, empty boxes, and you could see taut nets of ropes through the room. After a few minutes, you encountered Eduo, who positioned himself at the beginning of a narrow corridor, which was populated by imposing photographs of him and his team, as well as a large roll of paper. Someone began to sing in a deep, calm voice, in Portuguese, I think. I didn't understand the language, yet it sounded beautiful and somewhat melancholic. Eduo began to move across the paper, his hands are carrying him. His disability was consciously made visible. He moved himself along without the wheelchair he had been sitting in at the beginning. Arriving at the end of the aisle, he fell into the singer's arms. The embrace was intimate and emotional. The unrolled roll of paper was trailing behind Eduo, filled with aggressively scribbled words written by others. Nunca mais abismos was written in the end several times on the paper roll and was distributed everywhere in the room. Translated, that means never again abysses or no more abysses. Abysses means the distance that separates people from each other. The artist's personal alternative history becomes apparent, making the experience of disability commonplace. Visitors and performers link together in a grid of collaboration and affection to form a collective body in which disability and accessibility become aesthetically pleasant elements, expressed through the taut nets I mentioned in the beginning. Abysses are to be overcome, much more, no longer an issue at all. When we left the room, you could clearly see how the design elements had changed, how the artists had left traces. Not only physical ones, but also in our minds.
The third level was arranged, designed, and performed by the artist Alexandrina Hemsley. While walking in the room, there were several options to sit or even lay down. It was very comfortable when we found a cozy place for ourselves from where we had the opportunity to receive her space calmly. The room beamed a relaxed atmosphere. It felt like when you walked in the room, all the festival visitors became quieter and calmer. Alexandrina Hemsley also stood in the middle and warmly greeted all the visitors, making them feel at home in the room right away. When all visitors sat down or lay down, Alexandrina sat down on the floor and opened her space. In four corners of the room there were banners with slogans like "There's a whole ocean here for becoming in." Alexandrina Hemsley's work moves in the flow of dance, choreography, creative writing, meditation, and advocacy. Driven by an interest in rapture, connectedness, displacement, and emotionality, Hemsley hopes to find ways to express felt as well as lived realities. Hemsley works with intricate improvisational scores in lively performance environments. This includes working in organizations working on anti-racism and anti-disability issues. Out of motivation to work with the dance and health to create tender, compassionate encounters through creativity, Hemsley founded the organization Yewondi 103. Yewondi 103 is an organization that responds to racist, ableist, and gender-based violation and prejudice that have the perpetrated white supremacy in dance and the broader culture sphere. Yewondi 103 represents Alexandrina Hemsley's more than 10 years of work in the field of contemporary dance as a choreographer, performer, writer, mentor, author, and educator. Yewondi is Alexandrina's middle name. It was passed on the woman in her family by her great-great-grandmother, who ran away from slave traders in Nigeria. She hid herself, survived, and lived until she was 103 years old. After the opening, the film of Alexandrina began, started with a behind-the-scenes video of her artistic performance for Fontaine. The first film of Fontaine was Represent. Through the artistic representation of water, but also through the choice of music, a relaxed atmosphere has spread into space.
Now we've introduced you to the artists and given you an idea of the program. In the next episode, you'll hear exclusive insights into the work of artist Jazz Tom, so stay tuned!